AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A year after his death, members of George Floyd's family met with President Biden at the White House.
It was great. He's a genuine guy. They always speak from the heart.
Floyd's brother, Phil Onus, says it's time for Congress to pass the George Floyd Policing Act. His nephew, Brandon Williams, says the president is pushing to get the bill passed.
All in all, he just wants the bill to be right and meaningful and that it holds George's legacy intact.
Floyd died in Minneapolis police custody. A celebration of life was held in his honor at a city park, including a moment of silence, music, and a vaccination site. Earlier in the neighborhood where Floyd died, some 30 gunshots today. One man is in critical condition. A former top advisor, pardoned by former President Donald Trump, sees his indictment dropped. Mike Gracia has this.
A federal judge dismissed an indictment against former Trump advisor Steve Bannon Tuesday over the objection of prosecutors. Bannon served as chief strategist for former President Donald Trump. In August 2020, Bannon was arrested aboard a luxury yacht off the Connecticut coast, charged with defrauding donors in a $25 million fund to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. Prosecutors alleged Bannon diverted more than $1 million. Bannon pleaded not guilty. Before leaving office in January, Trump pardoned Bannon, but prosecutors asked the judge to let the indictment stand.
Senate Republicans say they're readying what they say will be a $1 trillion infrastructure proposal as a counteroffer to the White House ahead of a Memorial Day deadline toward a bipartisan deal. Earlier, President Biden trimmed his more than $2 trillion offer to $1.7 trillion. Republicans say they will disclose details by Thursday. GOP senators are opposed to returning the corporate tax rate to 28% to cover the costs, preferring instead to use the unspent relief money, as well as increasing the federal gas tax, tolls, and other highway user fees. This is AP News. A supermoon and a total lunar eclipse take place early tomorrow morning. AP's Ed Donahue reports. Best locations to see it in the U.S. are Hawaii and the West Coast.
The super blood moon can be seen across the Pacific. NASA's Jim Garvin says it will look as much as 14% bigger than normal and orange-red as it passes into the Earth's shadow.
When it's really close, the moon seems bigger. And that bigness of the moon makes it rise dramatically when it's full.
The total eclipse will last about 15 minutes as Earth passes directly between the moon and the sun. Dr. Gregory Brown at the Royal Observatory Greenwich says aim your telescope.
We can actually observe the surface of the moon when it's dark in order to be able to see meteorites landing on its surface.
Unlike a solar eclipse, there is no harm in looking at an eclipsed moon.
Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine strongly protects kids as young as 12, a step that could put the shot on track to become the second option for that age group in the U.S. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.